Good morning. Would the children like to come forward and sit on the floor at the foot of the stairs? Come on up. This morning I'm wearing a different hat, or more specifically a different t-shirt than you may have seen me in before. For the past 12 years I've been a volunteer at the Chester County SPCA, and I specifically work with dogs that are up for adoption. Volunteers do many different things at the shelter. Some work directly with the animals, some do special events, some do administrative work, some do fostering. Today we're privileged to have Ann Tenaglia, who is our humane educator, and she goes to schools and churches and all different places and talks about animals and the work done at the shelter. So I'm going to turn this over to Ann. And we also have Danielle, is the three-month-old puppy that we have with us today.
Danielle is 3.5 months old, and she just arrived at our shelter last week. We're not quite sure what kind of dog she is, but I will say with total confidence, big. My name is Ann Tenaglia, and I'm from the Chester County SPCA. Your service today is dedicated to St. Francis. My first real epiphany about St. Francis came when I was a teenager, and I played guitar for Mass. And we sang, "Make me a channel of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me bring your love. Where there is injury, your pardon, Lord. And where there's doubt, true faith in you." Those things that St. Francis encouraged us to do in his prayer, bring light where there's darkness, bring consolation where there's grief, bring hope where there's despair. This is what we do every day at the SPCA with the animals that come to us. One of the reasons the animals, well, many of the reasons the animals come to us, they could be strays, they could be owner surrenders. Perhaps the owner died and they're here with us to get a new owner. And unfortunately, some are there because of criminal activity or abuse on the parts of their owners. It doesn't matter to us why they got there. Our goal is to get them a new home. So we're hoping that you might come see Danielle and the other puppies and other dogs at the SPCA when church is over. I think we're open till 5 o'clock this evening. One of my charges today was to talk about being safe around animals. And specifically, I'm going to talk about dogs. I guess you've seen on the internet the picture of a toddler or a baby sitting next to a dog, and they might be pulling on the dog's mouth or pulling on the ear, and you'll see the dog, and the dog looks perfectly happy. He's not growling, he's not showing his teeth. But you look at the eyes of the dog and you see a half moon of white. When you see a half moon of white on a dog, that means that dog is very uncomfortable, very tense, and hopefully not, the next step might be to bite. Okay. One of the great rules for dogs and children is never to leave dogs and children unsupervised. When they're about 8 or 9, they know what to do. Other than that, sometimes they get excited and sometimes they will pull the dog's tail or ears or whatever, and the dog has only one way to tell you that they really don't like it. In addition to that half moon eye, you might look at the dog the next time someone hugs the dog, because in reality, most dogs don't like to be hugged. They don't mind hugging you, but they don't like to be hugged. The dog might have his ears out to the side, might have his hair on his back raised a little bit. if the dog has not recently had water and is licking his lips, that's a sign that the dog is stressed out. So there are many things that you can look at when you're watching people interact with dogs so that the children don't get bitten. One of the very best things to teach them is what to do when they see a dog. Rule number one, don't approach the dog. Allow the dog to approach you. If you would like to say hello to a dog, and you've asked the owner, and you say, come on, come on. If that dog comes over, he wants to meet you. If he doesn't, he doesn't want to meet you. So best to just say, okay, good doggy, and go along your way. The youngsters that met Danielle this morning, when we came in, three of them all said exactly what I'm going to tell your children here. May I pet your dog? That is number one. If there's a commandment about not getting bit by a dog, that is probably commandment number one. Ask the owner, may I pet your dog? If the dog is friendly, the owner will immediately say, sure. Next question, where does your dog like to be petted? Some dogs like to be scritched behind the neck or right where the ears are or on their back. Ask, the owner will tell you. Another thing, well, let's practice. Can we practice? Okay. Is there anybody here that would like to pet the dog? Oh, what a surprise. All right, what are you going to ask me?
Pet her?
Yes, you may. You may pet Danielle. Danielle likes to be petted just about anywhere, so go ahead. Give her a couple pets. All right. And what are you going to ask?
Can I please pet your dog?
Yes, you may. Would you like to pet the dog?
Yes.
What are you going to ask?
Can I pet Danielle?
Sure. All right.
May I please pet your dog?
Yes, you may. All right. Would you like to lean over? What are you going to ask?
Can I please pet your dog?
Yes, you may. All right.
Can I pet your dog?
Yes, you may.
Can I please pet your dog?
Yes, you may.
Your dog?
Yes, you may.
Can I pet your dog?
Yes, of course. Okay, now if you guys move over a little bit, you can take Danielle down. And, okay. All right, let Danielle come down. That has to be the best thing to teach your kids about dogs. Please ask before you pet. Our dog recently died, but he was one of those dogs that, unless you knew him, you probably shouldn't come over and pet him. And he was cute and furry, and the kids always loved him. But I always said no, because he just was too afraid of people. He came from a bad situation. So sometimes, boys and girls, it's not your fault that the owner says no. It's for your protection. Okay, did you guys get to pet the dog? Did you ask if you could pet the dog? Okay. While they're petting, I'm going to talk to the parents and the grandparents. The other thing that you can do to help your children and grandchildren not get petted is to teach your dog some tricks. The best tricks are sit, stay, down, wait. Some dogs like to guard their food. If you teach the dog, you're going to put the food down and just say wait, and then when you say okay, then they can eat it. That's a way not to get bitten. teach the dog to go to his or her place. That would be a mat of some sort, or a special bed, so that when people come in and the dog's all excited, and that you can tell the dog go to their place, and they'll stay there until they've calmed down a little bit. So those are things that are fairly easy to teach, and will save a lot of dog bites. Yes, ma'am? Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, wait, one more. The other thing regarding unleashed dogs. Perhaps there's a dog running out around the neighborhood. Perhaps it's a stray that you don't know what its owner is. The worst thing you could possibly do is to go, and run. Okay? Why? Because when you say, the dog immediately pays attention to you. And if you run, the dog says, all right, they want to play. They want me to catch them. No, you do not want a dog to catch you. He might catch your clothes and rip them. He might catch your arm and hurt you. He could catch your foot and grab your shoe. You don't want that. If you see a dog running around the neighborhood and you don't know whose dog that is, the best thing to do is be a tree. Can everybody stand up a minute? Okay, I'm gonna. Okay, when you're a tree. I'm a teacher, so I have a big mouth. When you're a tree, your branches look like this, right? Okay, put your branches up. When you see that dog coming, and you don't know who it is, and he might be mean, and you just want to go and run and scream and yell, don't. You're going to put your branches down at your side. You're going to look at your roots. What are you looking at if you're looking at your roots? Your shoes, right? You look at your roots, and you stay very quiet. You know what will happen next? The dog might come over and sniff you, but then he's going to get really bored. He's going to go, this is nothing to play with. This is kind of boring. Oh, well, I'll go find somebody else to chase. And then the dog will leave, and then you get to go in the house. When you go in the house, what do you think you should do? What do you think?
Tell your parents or grandparents that you saw a stray dog.
Tell your parents about the stray dog. Perhaps they know who it is. Perhaps they could call the SPCA to come and get it. Okay? So what are you going to do when that dog runs up to you in the yard and goes, what are you going to do? Show me. All right. Be a tree. Branches at your side. Look at your roots. You know what? Closing your eyes might be a good thing. Because another way to get bit is to stare a dog in the eyes. Because when you stare a dog right in the eyes, he thinks you're saying, you want to fight? Do you want to fight with a dog? No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. So I'm hoping that after today, you'll know how to approach a dog, what to do if a strange dog approaches you, and moms and dads are going to go home and teach their dogs those new tricks so that we don't have any dogs being turned into us at the SPCA because they've bitten somebody. Let's live by the ideals of St. Francis and take care of the animals. And thank you to the pastor for giving me his spot today. Thank you very much.